despite physicians not having a clear idea of the underlying cause behind the condition. In some cases, genetic mutations may also lead to people developing epilepsy. The physiology behind the seizures is rather simple to identify, since it is caused by abnormal activity of nerve cells in brain cortex. This is also used as a tool for diagnosis where other conditions are ruled out, which may have the same symptoms as epilepsy. Also, external factors such as electrolyte problems or alcohol withdrawal can also give the same symptoms as epilepsy, though they will be short-lived. The main modes of testing for epilepsy include brain imaging and blood tests. ECG tests can also be used to confirm, but not rule out, epilepsy. Seizures can be controlled by medication dedicated to curing the condition, with almost 70% of the cases responding positively to the treatment. In case medication is not effective, more extreme measures such as neurostimulation and surgery can also be taken. Epilepsy is not a lifelong condition in all cases, with a high proportion of patients being able to overcome the condition through continuous treatment. Globally, more than 22 million people suffer from the condition, with nearly 80% of them living in developing countries. The percentage of fatalities caused by epilepsy has also been steadily increasing, with nearly 116,000 deaths caused by the condition in 2013 alone. Developed countries such as the UK have different statistics as compared to developing countries. In this case, the onset of epilepsy is witnessed most often in the elderly and babies. On the other hand, developing countries witness the onset of the condition in young adults and older children. Almost 5 to 10% of the people in the world experience an unprovoked seizure before the age of 80, with the chance of a second seizure between 40 to 50%. Most countries place restrictions on driving for people with epilepsy, although these can be relaxed if the frequency of attacks is low or rare. Within Great Britain, more than 600,000 people fall prey to the condition, which translates into 1 in every 103 people having epilepsy. Moreover, 87 people are diagnosed with the condition on a daily basis. Not all people with epilepsy suffer from seizures, with the percentage of those having them being almost 48%. More than 70% of the patients are able to control their seizures with the help of effective treatment and right medication. Statistically, 5% of the population will suffer from at least one epileptic seizure at some point in their lives. Out of these, 80% of the people will develop epilepsy later on. People affected by the condition before the age of 20 are, in most cases, able to overcome it after a few years into adult life. Discrimination due to epilepsy has been criminalised in the Equality Act of England, Wales and Scotland, along with the Disability Discrimination Act of Northern Ireland. These laws ensure people are not being discriminated in their academic and professional circles on the basis of permanent disabilities, along with other factors such as race and ethnicity, etc. Most people suffering from the condition can take part in normal activities as long as safety precautions are taken. Within the UK, people who have not had seizures throughout the year can reapply for their driving licence. Before we move on to the more extensive study of the condition, you should keep a few things in mind. Firstly, epilepsy is not characterised as an affliction, but rather as a condition. Throughout the course, the words fits and seizures will be used interchangeably. Likewise, you cannot and should not describe someone as an epileptic or person with epilepsy. Rather, the proper description would be a person with epilepsy because the person comes first and should not be identified with the condition as an adjective. Importantly, the terms petit mal or grand mal used to